Don't spend your day informationally distant. Get up close with the news you need.
An earful of information.
It has to be based on a fact.
Steph Lucas.
Connect residents to information.
On KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. Considering the excessive heat in East Idaho right now, it's actually convenient for me because I'm going to blame that on the reason that I got my guests mixed up. But never fear, it all falls in line with what we're talking about today, civics education and schools. My next guest is Dr. Ramel Green. She is author of Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and in Life. And Dr. Green contends that boys are in crisis and continue to fall behind girls in academics and readiness for colleges or careers. Boys learn differently, and educators must be willing to change instructional methods to meet their learning and developmental needs. So as a mother of quite a few boys, I'm so excited for this interview and to listen to Dr. Green. Welcome, Dr. Green. How are you today?
Oh, Stephanie, I'm just sparkling, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to talk about this. Let's hear a little bit about your background first and what you do.
I'm a former public school administrator. Mm-hmm. I started teaching back in 1974.
Wow.
And for those of you who are good at math, that makes me about 47.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to stick to that. And anyway, I kept seeing our boys failing, failing at the bottom of test scores and at the top of suspension and expulsion rates.
Mm-hmm.
I was set to retire, and I had all these statistics about how boys were doing so poorly. And I went to the pastor of my church, who I knew wanted to start a school. So I went to him and said, how about a school just for boys to teach them the way that they learn so that we can have instruction tailored to their needs, that they wouldn't have to sit all day listening to someone talk.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be suspended and sent to the office just for being boys.
Mm-hmm.
So we started my school the day before 9/11, September 10th, 2001.
Wow.
With one little boy. And then after about 4 months, my enrollment doubled. I then had two. And then from then on, we took off. And we were in operation for about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then money caught up with us because a lot of our boys were the sons of single moms who just couldn't afford the tuition that it cost to run a school. But so even though we closed, that allowed me to go around spreading the word to teachers that boys learn differently than girls.
Right. What an excellent case study the entire school operation was to look closely at how boys learn. And there's a lot of people that will tell you these days there's no difference between boys' and girls' brains, but I just don't think that's true.
Not at all, not at all. And there's been researchers who are doing brain scans, MRI, SPECT scans, CT scans that show you that the way that a male brain processes information is different than the way that a female brain processes different information.
Right.
And the sooner educators realize that, the better they can start making their classrooms more boy-friendly. Because, as you know, the majority of teachers, especially at the elementary level, are women.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that they're going to teach the way they learn. So it's connecting with the girls. And despite races, ethnicities, even internationally, girls are outperforming their male peers across the United States. And this transcends ethnicities, races. Girls are making it, but our boys are not doing as well.
So essentially, public schools are failing our boys.
Well, many of them are.
Mm-hmm.
If they have teachers who don't realize that boys do learn differently and they don't change their instruction and they're expecting to have these little boys act like girls, sitting all day, raising their hands, not giving them the extra help that they might need in the areas where boys struggle, where their brains don't process information as well, say like in the language arts with reading and writing. If they're not giving boys the support that they need, then yes, the boys are failing. Because what happens, if they're not excelling, if they're not learning, if they're being bored, then they're going to become behavior problems. So that's why we have boys at the top of suspension rates. Mm-hmm. In fact, in a local state, that the boys are expelled and suspended at over twice the rate of their female peers.
Right. So, and there's something to that. And like you've been saying, you've been watching all these years, and boys can get expelled simply for being frustrated because they learn like a boy, or in this case, don't learn like a boy because no one's teaching them that. So what are some of the ways that schools can instruct boys or accept that there are differences between boys' brains and girls' brains? How do we fix this?
Well, first of all, teachers have to realize that boys bond differently than girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't bond with a boy, and it's not just for teachers but for parents, if you don't bond with that boy, he's not going to hear a word that you say.
Right.
You have to touch his heart.
Mm-hmm.
You have to gain his respect and his cooperation, or all those fancy lessons you might have are just for naught.
Mm-hmm.
And boys bond with kind of tough talking, wrestling,
yeah,
punching.
Yeah.
They bond with their adult teachers and parents the same way they bond with each other. Girls, on the other hand, bond mm-hmm. differently. They bond with, you know, words and talks
mm-hmm.
and hugs and this kind of thing. I know sometimes I used to substitute teach.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into the classroom, the girls want to bond with me. They draw me pretty pictures. They give me candy.
Right.
Their oxytocin levels, they just want to please me.
Yes.
But boys aren't natural people pleasers.
Right.
And
they're,
teachers need to understand that.
They kind of operate like a pack, I suppose. And they want to see their teacher as a pack leader, perhaps, somebody that can
exactly.
lead them.
Exactly.
But
I like that.
Well, I do have four boys.
That's true.
They have to bond with you as a pack leader. And so bonding is one of the main things teachers can do with the boys, so they trust the leader, at least in the classroom, that the leader has their best interest at heart.
You have to be the alpha. You're
mm-hmm.
exactly right.
Yeah.
And then you have to also understand how his brain and body work together. He's not comfortable sitting all day. His body is wired for movement.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a little boy sitting for 15, 30 minutes, an hour, listening to the teacher just talk, that's torture for him.
Right.
He wants to get up and he wants to move, and teachers can do that. Teachers
mm-hmm.
are remarkably creative.
Yes.
They are sought after by businesses because of their creativity
mm-hmm.
and their talent. So they can think of ways to instruct their students that don't require ways that don't require them to sit. How about review with
mm-hmm.
musical chairs where the person left standing has to answer the question? That's movement. Also understand that boys, their language doesn't develop as quickly as girls.
Right.
So they need more support when it comes to reading, when it comes to writing.
Mm-hmm.
Also the things that interest them. They don't want to read Alice in Wonderland.
No, not at all.
Unless it's the part where they're going to chop off their head. You know?
Exactly.
They don't want to hear about Little House on the Prairie.
No.
They want to read about Guinness Book of World Records and
right.
the 5 feet long fingernails and the grossness. That's mm-hmm. the kind of things that boys like. But the message is sent to boys real early on that school really isn't for all the things that you like to do,
mm-hmm.
the things that you like to draw. Whose pictures are up on the bulletin board? Is it your picture
mm-hmm.
of the monster eating New York? Or is it Alice's picture of the roses and the pretty poems? Are those the ones that are up on the bulletin
right.
board?
So boys need to feel that they are just as important, and their different kind of creativity, which is often so different from a girl's, is appreciated.
You got it.
And valued.
That's it.
I see.
I'm going to take you along my next time I do a workshop.
I'm all for it, yeah. I have four boys and a girl, so I definitely see that there are differences there. And everything you're saying is certainly spot on. And I have noticed that in elementary school, the years my boys had a male teacher in like fifth or sixth grade, I don't know what it was. They just seemed to, and I'm, you know, not saying that a woman can't teach a boy, of course not, but I did notice that they seemed to perform better with a male teacher. So perhaps, you know, there's something a man has instinctively as a teacher, and he can bond with a boy. So there's
yes,
definitely
yes, that
something
does help. But there are women who do just as well. One of the best teachers that I had at my school, mm-hmm. and my school was 100% black boys,
uh-huh.
and me as a black woman mm-hmm. leading those black boys, one of the best teachers I had was a young white woman mm-hmm. fresh out of college. And they loved her.
Uh-huh.
She was one of my best teachers. Why? Because she respected them. They respected her.
Mm-hmm.
And as my grandmother said, she didn't take any tea for the fever. In other words, she didn't mess around.
Right.
You had to do things the way she wanted them done. She didn't tolerate disrespect or
mm-hmm.
Disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, she loved on those boys, hugged on them, played with them, played basketball and soccer with them. She bonded with them.
That's
and then
amazing.
One of the most ineffective teachers I had
uh-huh.
was this young white, this young black man.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He criticized the boys. He made fun of them if they got answers wrong. He berated them,
yeah.
cut them down. And I told him, I said, I think we need to find someplace else for you to,
right.
to teach. So it doesn't require the same gender or it doesn't require the same color.
Well, good. Great. And it just is a matter of bonding with the boys. And that's the thing with boys. If you win their heart, they are so eager to please. They will do anything
for you. They will jump through hoops for you.
Yes. And that is what I love about boys. And then they grow into men. And you hear so much these days about toxic masculinity. And I'm like, can you even define toxic?
Please.
You know, give me a break. There's a reason guys are the way that they are.
Men are the strength of our culture.
Absolutely.
And I've gotten a lot of heat when I stand in front of a group of people and some of them, you know, who are, you know, who don't agree, who say, well, you know, men have it, you know, they're you know, strongly feminist, and they said, no, men mm-hmm. are always at the top, and they cross their arms in defiance. And I said, well, I don't care. Men are the strength of our culture. Who
right.
fights our wars?
Right.
Who builds our roads? Who builds our buildings? Who stabilizes our families? Yes, there are a lot of single moms like yourself, Beth,
mm-hmm.
and like I did for a while, who led our families. But it would have been so much easier to have that dad there engaged and helping raise his sons.
Absolutely. And I don't think I can understate the importance of grandfathers as well.
Oh, yes.
In a boy's
yes.
life. Especially now, as so many of those men grew up in a generation where they were, you know, in the 50s. And so, you know, they were allowed to be boys, I think. They were allowed to be men. When do you think we saw this kind of societal shift? And I would blame it somewhere in the 1970s or 80s. But what decade do you think this whole men and the way they behave are toxic and bad? When did this all start? How long has this been happening?
I think it started back in the 80s, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And what they began to see, at first in academia, that girls weren't performing as well as the boys, especially like in math
okay.
and science.
Okay.
So what they began to do is to change the curricula to make it more girl-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Math, it wasn't good enough to know, you know, that 2 plus 2 was 4.
Right.
You had to be able to explain why 2 plus 2 was 4.
Yeah.
It was about writing about math and reading about math. Because
uh-huh.
language, that's the strength of the female brain.
So theory-based.
So as book textbooks began to be rewritten, instruction began to change,
mm-hmm.
the girls began to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And there were programs to help the girls in sciences and in math. But, you know, this is not a zero-sum game. Just because our girls are doing well, and I want them to do well.
Sure.
I used to be a little girl. I
sure.
want them to do well.
Yeah, I have a daughter. I want them to do well.
Yes.
But
that doesn't
mean
the boys can't do just as well. That doesn't mean the boys have to fail because the girls are doing well. And so as this began to change and they began to push this agenda that we've got to help the girls because men are just too dominant, whatever,
mm-hmm.
into the 80s and the 90s. And our men, unfortunately, they weren't getting the support that they would need.
Mm-hmm.
And women can out-talk a man.
Yeah.
Any day of the week.
I mean, I'm sure they feel overwhelmed by society enough as it is. And then on top of that, you know. So that kind of plays into a crisis a lot of men, boys who grow into men, are experiencing now. There's just so many low marriage numbers. And some feminists and progressives might think that's great. But if you and I are talking about the backbone of society, those roles, those gender roles, are really the backbone of our society. And we're just seeing such a shift away from that. So that's concerning. So how do we fix these things? So we just appreciate and celebrate gender differences instead of trying to just constantly make everyone like they're just in the same box and from the same box?
Bingo. Yes.
All right, there we go.
And a big part of that also is supporting the family,
right,
the family unit, and stop making laws that hurt the family.
Right.
That's what happened with our black families.
Mm-hmm.
And when the policies of the late 1960s with LBJ's Great Society and War on Poverty, it began to gnaw away at the foundation of the black community, which were our families. And our family structures have continued to erode.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a recent statistic that over 73% of black babies are born to single moms.
Yeah, I've heard
that
one, too. And
that they are being raised without fathers. And not just boys needing fathers, but girls need fathers also.
Oh, sure.
To acknowledge them and to
be a good example of what to expect from a man. Absolutely.
And affirm their femininity and affirm their worth.
Mm-hmm.
They need that. So it is so sad that the family has been under such attack. And with the way the economy is going, I'm so concerned that these parents are trying to make it, and inflation is going to kick in, the debt burden is going to start kicking in, and families are going to start again to suffer.
Right. And here comes the government with, let's put out even more programs to help you solve things, which is like, this is a societal issue, and the government's just making it worse.
Yes, yes. You know, you don't have to get married, young woman. We will take care of you.
Right. So that's what we're seeing now. It's a conflict between society and government, and perhaps they should be in separate spheres. But I like the idea of at least using this ideology and acknowledging that boys learn different to help them grow up better in public schools. I think it's incredible. Where can we find out more about your book?
I'm on Amazon, also Barnes & Noble, and I believe also Apple iBook.
Okay.
iBooks has it as well.
And it's called Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and in Life.
You got it. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, it's been so nice to talk with you today. I hope we can have you back on again soon. This has just been absolutely fascinating, and I am going to order a copy of the book.
Well, please do have me back, Stephanie. This has been fun.
Absolutely.
I appreciate all you're doing for your sons and for boys everywhere.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you do. Dr. Vermel Green, school teacher and administrator for more than 45 years. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Steph. Take care now. God bless.